libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Enjoy catering without compromise from Nuke's Eatery. From box lunches to our decadent whole cakes, we'll make sure everything exceeds your expectations. Our catering specialists can even build a custom tray to complement your event, like the irresistible bruschetta platter. We'll make sure everything looks great and everyone leaves satisfied. So call Nuke's Eatery today. We cater, you party.
Call Nuke's Catering at 334-414-1759 to place your order.
So, Thanksgiving is at your house this year. You're expecting a big crowd, and you're stressed to the gills. Know what you really need to serve this Thanksgiving? Wild turkey. And by wild turkey, we mean this kind. Make Thanksgiving dinner simple this year. Get completely plastered by Wednesday night and let the damn freeloaders fend for themselves. Forget the toasted marshmallows on the sweet potatoes. The only thing getting toasted this Thanksgiving is you. This year, try wild turkey and tell the family to kiss your giblets.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
At 7 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Three people are missing at sea after a U.S. Navy plane crash off the coast of Japan, with eight rescued alive.
A Navy C-2 Greyhound, which is the Navy's premier cargo and passenger plane, crashed en route to USS Ronald Reagan, an aircraft carrier which was steaming southeast of Okinawa in the Philippine Sea, where Reagan was training with the Japanese military.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. The ride-sharing company Uber admits being hacked and paying the hackers $100,000 to keep quiet and destroy the information.
It has taken more than a year for Uber to come clean on a data breach that stole the personal information of more than 57 million riders around the world. Hackers took the names, email addresses, and cell phone numbers of those customers. They also got the driver's license numbers of 600,000 U.S. drivers.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. Fox News. We report, you decide.
When it comes to Christmas, this morning show has a leg up on the competition. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Fragile.
Jay Scott.
I triple dog dare you.
Emily Hayes.
You'll shoot your eye out. You'll shoot your eye out.
Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Be careful what you ask for Christmas. You might just get it.
There it is. The Red Ryder 200-shot range model air rifle.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Oh, my God, I shot my eye out.
What's on your Thanksgiving centerpiece? Well, you might want to serve that fresh with some rolls.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
No, just turkey at Thanksgiving for me. Bailey the Wonder Dog. We are awaiting the arrival of the Duncans for the Iron Bowl Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon. And yes, Rich, we'll find out which game we're going to do this week.
You know, from Christmas Story, I love the Chinese restaurant, you know, after they lose to turkey, and the guy's singing,
rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah-rah. Comes out with the head still attached.
Oh, man.
I finally heard back from Janelle.
Is the news good?
Yeah, well, she's still not eating, but hopefully today she'll eat something.
Oh, okay. They were talking about Bella.
Yeah, because Bella had major surgery, and the test was to go down, give her something that she would easily want to eat, like chicken, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still not eating?
Bella and Bailey speak the same language.
Yo, man, can I have some chicken?
She didn't eat last night, but it's not a crisis, so they'll try again today.
Oh, jeez.
Because when they repair that part of the digestive tract on a dog or a human, you've got to be able to eat and, you know, go through the process. So we'll see. Maybe she just wasn't ready. Mm. Let's hope, anyway. Have a good thought for my daughter, because she is in a heightened state of crisis with this. So just keep a good thought for her, please. It's 7:06.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
If you had a chance to check out my morning video this morning, you'll see what a close call it is for Alabama. We have nice weather here, but not far away, soaking, drenching rains for Florida the next 2 or 3 days. Our holiday nice, and their holiday not so nice, and boy, oh boy, was it close. For us today, a good bit of sunshine, comfortable with a high around 65. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly, overnight low 40. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving, cool sunshine, a nice day though, high around 64, low tomorrow night 42 on Black Friday. No problem for the shoppers, nice day, sunshine, high around 66. Iron Bowl Saturday, it doesn't get any better for football with a high in the upper 60s, mostly sunny skies, kickoff temperature 65. I think it'll be 60 around halftime over in Auburn, and 54 by the end of that game at Jordan-Hare Stadium. And then cooler Sunday. Sunday's high only 60 and down to 34 Monday morning. Right now with clear skies and calm winds. The temperature is 42 at 7:07.
Hey, guess what?
Hey.
We have Friendsgiving tonight. I stole that term from Emily. She invented it.
Maybe I borrowed it from somewhere, but I don't know where.
Well, that's what we're doing at Baumhauer's tonight. And, the whole gang that got together Saturday for our virtual engagement party, I shipped the package to Goose on Monday with all the goodies in it, and that'll be arriving down there today.
Good.
I just
realized this is the anniversary of the first day that I met Emily.
What?
Yeah.
Tell us what's.
I remember I came back. We were going for Thanksgiving, and I came back up here because you guys were doing your Baumhauer's thing on Wednesday, and I came back to the station, and she was voice tracking in the. In the room,
the
over
first
there.
Room.
Yeah, and I just popped in. I said, "Hi, I'm Jay. I know you're new. We haven't met." Yeah.
Did she hit you?
No. She was considerably nicer then.
Thanks, Jay.
No, I remember that. That was the first time I met you.
How about that?
Yep.
A whole year, we don't have anything to celebrate.
Not a bit. Just thought I'd
the love. If you could feel the love in this room right now.
We'll take a picture in a little bit.
No.
Yes.
I don't like my picture.
I know you don't like your picture taken. That's why we're going to take one.
Although this thing can take really good photos.
Yes, it can.
Celebrate the love with newly clean flooring from Peaches and Clean.
I thought we were talking about.
No, we have to.
Okay.
Tonight is Friendsgiving night at Baumhauer's.
Yeah. Are you going to go, Jay?
Huh?
Are you going to Friendsgiving?
No.
That's a no.
Maybe. No.
He wants to say no without making it feel like he's rejecting Baumhauer's, because he loves it for lunch, right?
I like, yes, and other places.
Well, of course.
So Peaches and Clean can get the chocolate out of the bar.
Peaches and Clean.
Yeah, Peaches and Clean.
You ever had lunch over at Peaches and Clean?
I love Peaches.
How about those Bears?
They're going to go all the way.
All the way. No doubt.
It's a great game.
No doubt. There's two approaches to holidays that you can take. One is, if your house is in great condition and you are expecting a large crowd for Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can have Peaches and Clean come in and restore the beauty of your flooring, your grout, your upholstery, and everything else once the family's had their way with it. Or if you really want to impress them, call Peaches and Clean and have them come in and take care of all those, address all of that before the family arrives. Either way, I can tell you from personal experience, these are the people that you want taking care of your flooring. I gave them some serious. I got another chocolate stain on my shirt.
Are you kidding?
No.
Why?
Ouch.
I'm not. No, I'm not kidding.
You know what? You're not going to get to have nice things anymore if you can't take care of them.
Thanks, Mommy.
I'm just telling you.
I feel bad about it. Of course I do. What cuts?
Santa's watching.
Oh, I wish you hadn't told me that. Now I'm going to be thinking about all the Christmas gifts I won't get because
just lumps of coal.
They could get coal stains out of your upholstery,
sure they
too.
Could.
If I got my stocking and it had lumpy coal in it and I got coal dust on it, they could get that out, too.
Going to have lumpy chocolate.
Plus, if you have area rugs or other carpeting that needs to be treated, they can bring it into their facility and clean it there, and they keep it there until it's dry. Their technicians use chemicals that will preserve the integrity of the carpeting and not destroy it. You basically are putting your flooring in the hands of the very best there are. And that's the team, the technicians at Peaches and Clean. Great service, great professionals. I've met everybody there. It's a wonderful team of people. And they serve the entire area, within the sound of my voice, up to Lake Martin and east to Auburn at 277-6937. 277-6937. If you want to check out all the services they offer, if you have any questions or doubts, visit them online at peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Random Facts with Jay coming up next.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hello!
Montgomery Public Schools reported 5 burglaries at Brubaker Primary and Brubaker Intermediate School. The burglaries happened between Halloween and the 5th of November. Montgomery police have made an arrest. LaQuentin Grice, he's charged with all 5 burglaries. Grice was foiled by an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers. For years, Krispy Kreme donuts have been a Montgomery thing, going to the store out on the Atlanta Highway, but now Lisa Bird with the city of Prattville says Krispy Kreme donuts is coming to Prattville. The corporate store will be in the Exchange Shopping Center near Cobbs Ford Road in U.S. 82. And a Tuskegee man, Orlando Marquis Sims, age 19, has been arrested and charged with 2 counts of first-degree sodomy. After an investigation, it's believed he sexually assaulted the victim, who was under the age of 12. Sims was a family acquaintance to the victim. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
You love Thanksgiving.
This very American holiday, often defined by the pilgrims who landed in Massachusetts.
Thanksgiving's a time for family.
What are you grateful for?
People should experience a melange of Thanksgiving feelings.
If we're going to pardon one turkey, we should pardon them all.
I'm drafting this turkey into military service.
Who's hungry?
I promise I will finish that turkey.
I'm not going to make a turkey this year.
You cut the turkey?
I don't eat turkey. I just got off the phone with Gary of Gary's Markets. He has a brick of tofurkey and has agreed to stay open 30 extra minutes.
Well, if it wasn't for all that jabbering, it's a very fine meal.
I'm giving thanks that we don't have to go through this for another year.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Happy Wednesday to you. Thanksgiving tomorrow. Lots of extra folks out on the roadway. Be very careful out there this morning. We don't want to remember these holidays for the wrong reasons. Everything's good, though. Interstate Systems Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, Vaughn Road, all clear. Premier Place in Prattville has everything. Shop Goodwill and GNC, then eat at Poblano's or City Buffet. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. And now, time once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
Only you know how to celebrate the holidays with a good old-fashioned blazing turkey-scented inferno.
Pyrotechnic poultry.
It's not just your turkey that's overdone. It's also your garage, living room, and part of your neighbor's house.
Happy, happy holidays.
Perhaps a little more reading of the turkey fryer instruction manual and a little less Budweiser would have been a better plan for the holidays.
Keep the home fires burning.
So go ahead, place that 375-degree boiling holiday disaster a little closer to your lawnmower gas can. Because after all, Thanksgiving is a time for family, a time for giving thanks, and most importantly, a good time for a trip to McDonald's.
Mr. Exploding Turkey Fryer Guy.
And now it's time for
a real man of
random facts.
See, real men of genius.
We took a selfie on his new fancy pants phone.
Fancy pants phone.
A selfie?
Yeah, because it's our 1 year friendship. You should have never said anything, because I'm going to be stuck on that now.
That's fine.
Well, that's the same reason we remember, what is it, April 12th, 1861, Rich?
Yeah, I remember that. We had just watched the Abe Lincoln speech. I remember that. That was a good day. We went to the tavern.
Ordered up.
Do you remember what you had?
Oh, boy.
Lager.
I don't even. Never mind.
So, I had, as usual, 11 random facts picked out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they brought up the Thanksgiving thing.
They?
So, I say they. The rest of the group brought up the Thanksgiving thing. Mm-hmm. Mainly Emily.
That they is kind of impersonal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's real rude.
There's not a lot of love in that they.
And so I went back and I tried to see, okay, let me see if I can find some good random. And I found 12 Thanksgiving random facts for you.
See, when I'm standing out.
Oh, yay.
And a partridge.
When I'm standing out there in my underwear in that cold weather grilling sausage, I'm not doing it for them. I'm doing it for Rich and Emily and Jay.
See?
And a lot of times for Bolt, too.
Well, Bolt, hers.
Yeah.
She has her own special grilling time, Sunday afternoons. Isn't
she,
that right,
is she over there on your side?
Yeah, she's okay, right here.
Okay, she's right there? All right.
She thinks something's going to fall out of my pants.
I guess.
Edible, I don't know what.
Sausage.
No, there's nothing. I just smell like it. That Kelly's Cajun from Food Outlet is great sausage, but when you work with it, and you get any scent to that?
That's right. It's Ode de Sausage.
Janelle says thank you.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Now, some of these you might know.
Okay.
Because you can only have so many random facts for Thanksgiving that, I mean, yeah. Just it.
Like, what is the main bird?
Right, exactly.
Thanksgiving.
did you know in 1939... FDR moved Thanksgiving from the last week in November to the fourth week in November, and he did it to boost retail sales during the Great Depression. So that, I guess, people had more time to shop for Christmas and stuff, which is why they did it.
Who turned your mic off?
Retailers hate it, because I'm texting, I don't want to make noise, hate it when it falls on the 28th, because that gives them less than a month of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas to sell.
But next year, the 22nd, right?
Next year's the 22nd, so you'll have, that's the earliest Thanksgiving can happen, so that 5 full weeks.
Yeah.
Blah.
Did you know that CBS is not officially authorized to broadcast the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? And in 2012, Macy's rerouted the parade to make it more difficult for CBS to broadcast.
Oh, that's
right.
Clever.
They can't stop them from pointing cameras
to the street.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha. But You remember when CBS and other networks would cut away to others, like the Mummers Thanksgiving Day Parade in Philadelphia?
Philadelphia, right.
And there'd be like two or three different parades.
I watch, you know, I'm not really a parade watcher, but I catch a little bit of Macy's every year for one reason. I remember when Grandma and Grandpa would come over to the house early on Thanksgiving morning because they didn't want to miss a minute of it. And it just reminds me of them. And then it reminds me that it's been 30 years since we've been able to do that. And
I like the balloons, the big balloons.
Yes.
But I hate when they stop and do some stupid musical number from Broadway.
Yeah. On the other hand, what makes the movie Christmas Vacation so great is that they show that fake parade with the Nutcracker, and they talk about, look, the nuts are going to blow away or something like that. When they're sitting, you know, back to you, Jerry.
Nuts. One year, by the way, they stopped the parade, and Rick Astley popped out and started singing.
They Rick-rolled the Macy's parade.
Yeah. He popped out of one of the floats and started doing.
Never gonna give you
never
up.
Never gonna give you up.
Yeah. No, it's just a jam.
That's one of his biggest hits.
Remember, the next time your family says,
"Let's get nuts,"
it's Tucker Pecan.
Did you know that in 1953, Swanson had 260 tons of leftover turkey from Thanksgiving? They didn't know how to get rid of it. They asked their workers for ideas. One man thought, you know what? Why don't you package it in little individual trays with sides and then freeze it? And then the TV dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Here's a random fact. That was a random fact before.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I still think that's amazing, though. And I don't know about you, Rich, but my parents would never buy TV dinners. They thought that was when my mother was making real meals.
Right.
But we just thought it was cool to eat out of the tray. You know?
Sure. Especially those little metal, aluminum trays, right? Remember that?
Yes.
Did you ever see the whole popsicle come out, you know, where it's the whole meal is a popsicle?
You whippersnappers have no idea what you missed.
Yep.
Did you know it is against the law for supermarkets, department stores, and other big box stores in Rhode Island, Maine, and Massachusetts to be open on Thanksgiving?
I can get down with that.
Run that by me again.
It's against the law for supermarkets, department stores, and other big box stores in Rhode Island, Maine, and Massachusetts to be open during Thanksgiving. They don't allow it.
I'm impressed with that.
Yeah. Did you know that the original floats in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade were released into the air after the parade because Macy's didn't know what to do with them? They would float around in the sky for as long as a week.
Oh, my goodness.
However, they all included a ticket that would fall to the ground after the balloons either deflated or just popped. And if you found the ticket, you could come back to Macy's and redeem it for a prize.
Oh, cool.
Thank you, underdog.
Reminds me of Little League. Hey, it's a home run. Bring that ball back to the press box for a free Coke. Did you know that United States presidents pardon turkeys on Thanksgiving because Abe Lincoln, his son, pleaded to him not to kill a turkey on Thanksgiving?
Which, I wonder, was it Tad?
I have no idea.
Just Todd.
Did you know at the first Thanksgiving dinner, lobster was one of the main entrees?
Well, that makes sense.
Back in the day, lobster was poor man's food.
It was.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. They served it at prisons, honest to God.
Yeah. Seal and swan were also on the menu.
Oh, man, if you've ever had a good swan.
Kiss from a rose.
God.
You never want frozen swan. You just want fresh swan.
Absolutely.
The best seals are baby seals.
What is wrong with you?
No, that's on his car.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
It's a bumper sticker.
I'm just kidding. I couldn't pass it up. It was like the whole Touched by an Angel thing I did yesterday. I just couldn't pass it up. Did you know?
It was so good but bad.
The first day of Hanukkah and Thanksgiving only ever coincided once in all of human history.
It happened,
yeah, it happened back in 2013.
Wow.
I remember that.
Yeah. It also happened in 1861. However, Thanksgiving wasn't observed. During that year. But if it was.
Oh, I see.
It would have fallen on the same day.
Okay. When does Hanukkah start this year? Does it say?
It doesn't, but I know that my trusty calendar here Siri will tell me. It starts, or maybe it doesn't. No, I don't have...
I'll Google it.
I'm eager to play Matzo Man.
Siri, when does Hanukkah start?
Never mind.
Okay, I found this on the web for Siri, when does Hanukkah start?
Okay, great. You're going to make me look that up. Go away, Siri. You're not getting anything this year.
Okay. Did you know that the day after Thanksgiving isn't referred to as Black Friday because of the profits seen by retailers? It was originally coined by traffic cops in Philadelphia to describe the disastrous traffic conditions.
Oh, I always thought it was retail.
Yeah. In the 50s, the term referred to the term Black Friday referred to the practice of workers who would call in sick the day after Thanksgiving in order to have four consecutive days off.
I see.
By the 60s, most people had that day off, and it came to be used as reference to the traffic and not the sales and everything else.
I'd just like to point out that Hanukkah begins on Tuesday, December 12th, and will conclude on Wednesday, December 20th. Roll Tide.
How about that picture of Los Angeles right there?
Yeah.
With the traffic. This was the traffic yesterday evening in Los Angeles in downtown.
Couldn't pay me to live there. Couldn't pay me to live in Atlanta. Can't. No. Mm-hmm. Never. Nah. Me.
I loved it out there when I'd visit in the 70s, but I would...
Road rage.
Ugh.
Did you know there are a few activities you can do in order to work off your average American Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay.
You can run.
That. No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
Stuffing.
Well, given how long you have to do some of these things, doing that would be quite a while. You can run for 7.7 hours. You can cycle for 15 hours. You can row for 10 hours. You can swim for 10 hours. Or you can bowl for almost twice that long at 20 hours. And that'll work off your average American Thanksgiving dinner.
I'll take the bowling.
I'll take the nap on the couch while watching football.
Well, you do burn calories while you sleep, yeah.
Did you know that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, going back again to that, originally featured live animals from the Central Park Zoo? But they occasionally roared and would scare kids. So they replaced them with balloons.
Good idea. And today, you'd have animal rights activists out there blocking that. They would not allow that to happen.
I wonder how big was the parade when they used to use actual live animals. Probably didn't go very long. Probably was actually shorter.
I don't know.
Because now you got every high school band in the world goes
that's
there.
That's true. Yeah.
I was just picturing the president pardoning a lobster.
And finally, did you know that Americans eat 46 million turkeys on Thanksgiving Day?
Wow. And who gets all the attention? The two that get off the hook.
Did we get names from them yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very, very traditional. There's nothing weird about them.
I forget what they were.
Steve.
Steve and gravy, yeah.
Steve and gravy.
Yeah. Would you pardon a lobster, Mr. President?
For shizzle.
Okay.
Drumstick?
Drumstick and leg, I think, or something.
Yeah, I'm looking here. One is called...
Wishbone and drumstick.
Yep, wishbone and drumstick.
That's right. Yep. I knew it was something from the Thanksgiving vernacular. Right.
But in the hood, they're known as Steve.
In the hood. We'd be doing Steve.
So what are we going to do now?
Those are your random facts. We're probably going to do a pop quiz.
We're halfway through the show. I think somebody should go down and look for the Duncans.
I don't want to fall down again.
I will go down and look for them, but we got to start the break first. And before we get to the break, with traffic and weather and everything else in it, and today's, we're really kind of behind here, if you guys want to know the truth.
Totally not.
Quiz, why don't you two give us a quick take on Seafood Bistro?
You know, it is our year anniversary of friendship.
What that a perfect place to celebrate such a lovely occasion.
You can't even look at me to talk about it. But, you know, in that year of friendship with Jay, there's one thing that we've agreed on, and that's the Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
Isn't that right, Jay?
That is correct, Emily.
I can't even look at you.
This is called commercial detente.
Oh, come on. We had a good thing going there.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, and in this, you know, past year of friendship, we have found that I've learned that Jay Scott will eat the red beans and rice at the Seafood bistro, and he will portion out the Kaneka sausage and eat it last.
It's like the marshmallows in Lucky Charms. I save them for last.
He saves the Kaneka bits for last. What have you learned, Jay?
What have I learned? I learned that gumbo has healing properties for you.
It does.
That I never knew. I learned that you look great in a bib. Because at Seafood Bistro, if you get one of the boil baskets, they give you a bib.
Because, I mean, I'm not messy. It's just, you know, sometimes my motor skills aren't really great.
If you'd like to try out the Seafood Bistro, now keep in mind they're going to be closed
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. So tomorrow and Friday they're going to be closed. They will open back up, though, for Iron Bowl Saturday, so you can get those wings orders.
And they're open today.
And they are open today.
Today.
You can place your order right now online at theseafoodbistro.com. You'll have the full menu right there and can see what you want and order it right there. It'll be ready when they open up at 11 or whenever you get by there to pick it up. They are open up at 11 o'clock today. They close at 8 today. Mm-hmm. And but again, they'll be open back up on Saturday at 11. You can call them at 279-7500. They are currently located at 5780 Woodmere Boulevard. Soon to relocate right over here on Perry Hill.
So check them out at the OG location before they move.
You're saying tonight at 8 o'clock, Paul will say,
"That's it, I'm out of here."
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. That's all Homer references. Good job.
Every once in a while I surprise her. I still have a lucid thought.
Don't forget to like them on Facebook.
All right, get your pop quiz together because it's coming up right after traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We've still got pretty good conditions out there. Nothing on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, or the 31s. To give you any concern this morning, everything's all clear. Looking for some increased traffic volume today, though. If you're out traveling, be very, very careful. If you're in an accident, call the Vance Law Firm. They don't get paid unless you win your case. The Vance Law Firm, 333-3333 or 1-800-INJURED. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to find a winner with our News Talk 93.1 FM Random Facts Pop Quiz, brought to you by Food Outlet. Jay?
All right, going back to the first Thanksgiving.
Are you choked up?
Because it's our
friendship anniversary.
Yes. Going back to the first Thanksgiving dinner, we mentioned three things that were on the menu.
Okay.
What were the three that we mentioned?
That's good. That's a good one.
All right, rush to the phone and call 272-9228 immediately. 272-9228. Because we want to get this solved and move on to the Duncan's Unpredicted Town. 272-9228 at SBL. It's the Eco, Tres, Tres, Cuatro, Dos, Siete, Dos, the Huevitos, Dos, Ocho. And in German, that would be Zwei, Sieben, Zwei,
in Deutsch.
Neun. Zwei, zwei. Oh.
Zwei, zwei. It's like zwei. The Z and the zwei. W make a V sound.
I took 2 years of the crap at University of Illinois.
It's not crap.
I was a mediocre student.
What would that word be, crap? No.
Crap. It's a crap.
Nine.
Here's the forecast with Rich.
Traffic in Chinese, no, traffic in German on the fours right here. If you are traveling today, I noted on my morning video that there are two problem areas, one in the northeast, some of the northeastern hubs like New York, Newark, Boston could be affected by one storm system in the northeast, and another one in the northwest. Hubs like SeaTac and Portland could be affected. But much of the nation is storm-free. Our forecast, looking for a good bit of sunshine today with a high temperature up to about 65. For the hunters, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour today. Tonight will be partly cloudy. It's going to be chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Then tomorrow, Thanksgiving, cool sunshine, but nice, high around 64. Great weather for the Turkey Day Classic here in town. Low Thursday night down to about 42. Black Friday,
No weather problems at all. Sunshine, nice high around 66. Iron Bowl Saturday, upper 60s, mostly sunny skies. Kickoff for the Iron Bowl over in Auburn at 65 at 2:30. And then cooler Sunday with a high around 60 and cold Monday morning. Low temperature 34. By the way, you don't have to go far for bad weather. The peninsula of Florida, including all of the amusement parks in central Florida, will be affected by some rain over the holiday weekend. Right now, with mostly clear skies, our temperature is 42 at 736.
Blue Haven Pools can show you how you can own a new smart pool. A smart pool is virtually maintenance-free and will save you money. Call Blue Haven Pools today, 277-3100.
All right, let's see if we can get a winner on our Food Outlet Pop Quiz, and we go to Rick first.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Hey, same to you.
And I hope you'll have lobster, seal, and swan.
Oh!
Is that it?
That is it.
You win!
Flawless victory.
Yay! Give me some style points for the way that you set that up. That's good.
Is that a constellation up there in the sky somewhere? Is that visible now?
Actually, the swan is.
Okay.
Yep, Cygnus the swan is.
Yeah.
Rick, we're kind of tight for time. We thank you for the call. Hold on. So, Jake, instead of your prize, let's say good morning to Linda real quick. Good morning.
Good morning, all.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you have the
How is everyone?
Well,
good. I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
We're thankful for you.
Everyone be safe and have a great day today.
Thanks. You too. See you.
And look at this. Let's have a quick visit with Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob, Chad.
Hey, Rich, where do you think they came up with the name Swanson Family Dinner?
Oh, Swanson, no. Gosh, you know what? You had that extra cup of coffee this morning, huh?
Hey, I'm with Rich on the Macy's Day Parade,
yeah.
And I'm also with you two, everybody else, because I really enjoy the parade, but I'm telling you, NBC has ruined it by stopping the parade and doing the Broadway act all the time.
I know.
I want to see the balloons, the clowns, and the bands. I don't want to see
the band,
act out of Hamilton or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they kind of ruined it, you know. So, Greg, I'm with you. This really reminds me of tradition in my family, my grandparents, my mom, dad. They'd be cooking in the kitchen, and all the kids would be gathered around the TV. You know, of course, waiting for the big finish when Santa came out.
Sure,
but you know. Seeing the huge balloons, like the Snoopy balloon and Underdog.
It's
good
and
stuff.
And then you're always waiting. Oh, no, they're going to clip the lamppost.
Yeah.
That happened one year. Yeah, they almost hurt somebody.
Yeah. The winds are a big factor.
They had to change all the rules about that.
I'm going to double check about tomorrow's winds. I'll do that in just a minute here.
I believe the parade was a lot shorter when they had live animals because it went something like this. Oh, the Grand Marshal's just been eaten by the lion. Praise over, kid.
Chad,
hey, Greg, one question, for you real quick. I want to get your opinion on basically Major League Baseball giving the Braves the death penalty yesterday almost.
They only lost one guy who was a legit prospect. They lost the filler players. I read everything on that story yesterday. So
I didn't hear about that.
They can't recruit the 2020 out of the international league.
And they banned a couple of guys. One guy for life, Coppolella. That's a shame.
Yeah, he got some Pete Rose treatment.
An idiot. I mean, you know, there's 30 baseball general managers' jobs, and you put it on the line to cheat? That was real stupid.
So. Yeah, and it's not very Thanksgiving of them to do that to an Indian-themed team, you know.
Ooh,
so, anyway, listen, I hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving. I hope you don't have to eat the Swanson dinner, although I do remember the Swanson turkey dinner because they came with this pasty potato, a stale brownie, and usually a mix of these really green peas and carrots. So,
Chad, we appreciate the call. We got to get our Doug and its own Iron Bowl Predict-a-thon going here in a minute.
First, let me talk to you about our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard us, you may have used Lukewire for years for AC and heating, but their plumbing department's second to none in the River Region. I know, because I'm a customer. I'm a repeat customer. In fact, over and over again, they're very courteous, and they do what they say. If they say they're going to come out at 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going to see them at 9 o'clock in the morning, or else they're going to call you and let you know. And
They're also very professional. So anything from a leaky faucet to a broken pipe, Plumbing by Lukewire can help you. Plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem, but they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lukewire. Let the professionals take care of you for your plumbing problems. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
The Duncans are here. We're going to find out what you can win in this year's Iron Bowl Predict-a-thon in just a few minutes.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. You know, holiday bacon is right around the corner. If you need pecans for your sweet potato pie or your dressing, cranberries, we've got them at Tucker Pecan. Or if you just need something to snack on, we've got those, and they're all new crop, fresh, off-the-tree harvested pecans. We've got those in stock. And you know what? If you don't need pecans right now, you just want to start doing your Christmas shopping early, come on down to Tucker Pecan, start picking out your Christmas gifts. We've got all kinds of great items. We've got jewelry, purses, ornaments. We've got all kinds of great local foods. You come on down to Tucker Pecan. We will get it wrapped up and get it ready for Christmas. And you know what? If you want to do your Christmas shopping for your clients and customers and send them candy and pecans, things like that, to show them how much you appreciate their business, all you got to do is call us or email us a list, and we will take care of the rest at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Stops. And you know, last November, I believe God gave America another chance with the election of Donald J. Trump. But he now needs the presence and leadership of Judge Roy Moore to make America great again. And that's why I'm asking my friends in Alabama to elect Judge Roy Moore to the United States Senate. Judge Moore is a man of proven character and integrity, and he has served Alabama and this country very, very well. I've known him for over 15 years, but recently I've been dismayed and troubled about the way he and his wife Kayla have been personally attacked by the Washington establishment. Judge Moore has stood for our religious liberty and for the sanctity of marriage when it seemed like the entire world was against him. I hope you'll vote for Judge Roy Moore for United States Senate.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman for my friends at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. 4 Healthy Pets has everything you need for your dog, cat, or other pet. They have the greatest line of foods Montgomery has to offer. Everything in the store is locally sourced or sourced right here in the United States of America, with the exception of a couple of things that are sourced in Australia or New Zealand. Everything at 4 Healthy Pets is healthy for your dog, cat, or other loved pets. They can show you how to rotate proteins to make sure your dog or cat is getting all the micronutrients it needs. Your dog or cat can get allergy tested, for example, so that you know that everything in the bag is healthy for your dog, cat, or other pet. Go buy 4 Healthy Pets. They've got on-site grooming. Amber does a great job with that. Teresa will take you by the hand and spend as much time as necessary to make sure everything is perfect for you. 4 Healthy Pets, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. Just up the hill from Faulkner University on the Atlanta Highway. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Chilling with my kin, candied yams ain't my thing. Baby, baby, no turkey, cause I'm a vegan. I'm not cranberrying, I don't want no stuffing. Baby, baby, all I want this year for Thanksgiving is piled on my plate, mashed potato style. Hey, 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 hey. That's the gravy.
Well, it's Thanksgiving time, and we're thankful
to be fans of the number one team in all of college football. So please,
Georgia. Last week,
once again, Auburn.
We all ask that you rise in respect to their fight song. After all, they are number one. It's time for the Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon. Now, the screaming is for Mitch, who remains in possession of his teen idol boyish good looks. Don's aged very well, but Mitch is the sex symbol for Don Duncan on Earth and Tyler Lytle. Reluctantly so. I say we can just let this play until Mitch at least lifts his butt out of the chair a few inches.
Probably the last time you get to play it.
I don't think so.
So here we are. God, you know, back in the first week of September, after week one, if you had to make a prediction on how exciting this game was going to be, well, Auburn's already lost, so...
I don't think Auburn fans would have said it would be very exciting.
No, it was touch and go at the beginning.
In fact, we had two in here one time. We couldn't get off the floor, if you remember, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Mm. However, as, you know, things pan out, this has the potential to become one of the best ever.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
And... Yep. I think this is going. I don't think anybody who's a fan of either side of this can go into this game, at least not somewhat nervous that.
Oh yeah, nervous is right.
Because if the Alabama team that played Mississippi State shows up, Auburn's going to win the game. Auburn, I think it would be fair to say they have a little more momentum, because they, you know, and a team can react two ways. When you have those nasty early losses, you can crap. Well, what are we playing for now? Well, it turns out they didn't take that attitude. Now they've got a lot on the line with this game.
Yes, they do.
More than just the bragging rights within the state. It's a big game in terms of the big national title.
It determines exactly what's going to happen in the playoffs. It really does.
You're right. Yep.
And, all right, so if Auburn wins, isn't the next game the SEC championship game?
Yeah, they would play Georgia again.
Georgia again. And if Alabama wins, we get to play Georgia.
Right. And the winner of that game...
We'll go to the top four.
Top four, right.
Who's in the top four right now besides Alabama?
Miami still.
Clemson and Oklahoma.
Yeah. You know, years ago I would have been excited about Miami. I'm not buying their record, you know, and Notre Dame. And, you know, the thing is that...
They had some tense moments last week.
Yeah.
Miami did.
The people that vote in these polls, I don't know what they take into account, but having that zero next to the win total means a lot, even if... You play a crap schedule and it's mostly mediocre teams. I don't think Miami's really been all that challenged.
Were you in Miami in 92?
Yes, I was.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a rematch?
I was on the air that night doing my all-request show for that Sugar Bowl. And, of course, then I was a Miami fan.
Right.
But that was also the year they were acting ugly.
That
was a frequent problem with the Hurricanes.
Right.
There's actually a host in Miami that used to call them by a different name that would probably get you fired today.
I guess. But they did back it up on most games back then.
Well, the one I remember the most, they were playing in the Fiesta Bowl, which was in Phoenix. I forget who they were playing, but the team got off their chartered jet in Phoenix wearing fatigues. Yeah. And it was like, how obnoxious can you get? You are not in the military. It doesn't matter how big and bad and tough you are, you're insulting the military with this.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't care for that. And then they wound up getting their butts kicked. I forget who they played, but was that...
A team from Tuscaloosa, if I remember correctly.
Oh, was that the same year, 92? Was that the...
Yes.
Okay. Because Miami was in the national championship hunt a few times, and of course. The first time was one of the best championship games ever played. They played Nebraska. And Nebraska had Herschel Walker. I think. No, he was Georgia.
Right.
Who did they have?
Yeah, Georgia.
They had a knucklehead. Can't remember the guy's name. It was in 80.
He's the one Bo Jackson ran over.
Oh.
Early 84 was when they played this game. Okay. And it was 31-30. That was the final score. And it was a real exciting game. But the Hurricanes won national champs.
And Coach Howard Snellenberger was the winner. Shortly thereafter, I left the Hurricanes to become a coach in Birmingham for the USFL Professional Football League.
Yeah, I remember that. They gave him $1 million to join the USFL and give it credibility.
We're set today.
How are they doing? Yeah. When is their Super Bowl? So let's talk about it. We've got, in fact, it's posted on my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend to participate in this, but you can win what? What are we doing for the Iron Bowl this year?
We are giving a $250 gift certificate away, and we're going to grow that because I feel like we're going to be doing this for another 3 or 4 weeks or longer. So we're going to start with that one and continue to grow.
Okay.
But $250 gift certificate for the winner.
You can use that on tires, service, whatever you need.
Yes.
Brakes. Okay. And let's see how the predictions are going. Barry says 31-24 Auburn. Mark says 27-21 Auburn. Auburn 31-28. 38-31 Bama.
First three guys are really smart.
Auburn, Auburn. I'm seeing a lot of this. I'd say just at a glance here, it's about 50-50. Two out of every three predictions are Auburn.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of disappointed folks in Montgomery.
Well, I hate to see them set themselves up for disappointment.
One way or another,
that's part of the fun. The other part of this whole thing is that, you know, everybody's going to be stuffed tomorrow.
Right.
Right.
And then Saturday, there's going to be smokers going and grills on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And people are going to be having a second Thanksgiving with whatever they enjoy for football food.
And we have all this fun, and we've came up with something for Iron Bowl week. So what we're doing now through 2 o'clock Saturday, because we're going to close at 2 Saturday to give our guys time to get home and
you're a good boss.
See the ball games.
He is, isn't he?
But now through 2 o'clock Saturday, if you purchase you purchase any tires, we are not charging for installation now through 2 o'clock Saturday.
Boy.
That's no charge for the balancing, no charge for the mounting, no charge for the valve stems.
Now, that's a good deal.
All you got to do is purchase an alignment with your tires, whether it be 1 or 4, which you were going to do anyway, because that prevents tire wear. So that's all you got to do, and there's no charge from any installation.
And that's a significant savings. So that's the rest of today, through 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Yes. So you can hang out with us if you're going to be in town and not traveling, or if you're getting ready to travel today. We can save you a lot of money.
Normally, we don't put people on the spot, but I'm going to go around the room here and ask everybody for a prediction on the game for a score.
I wouldn't jinx it.
I'll be glad to start.
You guys go ahead and do that.
No, come on. I mean, this is...
I'm just not going to do it. Go ahead.
31-20, roll tide.
All right.
31-20 tide.
Come on, Mitch. Who are you going for?
27-24, Auburn.
I like that.
Mitch says 27-24 Auburn.
And I'll go ahead and echo that. I'm not going to give a number. I just don't want to jinx
Rich,
it. I don't even wear an Auburn shirt during the game because when you know,
do you
need
a
crimson shirt?
No. What I'm saying is we lose when I wear an Auburn shirt during the game.
Uh-oh.
So that's just not going to happen.
You should see the text I get from this guy during games. I mean, he's. I'm worried that they're going
to
be, you know.
To help him feel better,
I'll bring him a crimson shirt.
I'm going to stick it out here.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying 42.
All right.
21, Alabama.
I hope you win.
I was wondering who you were going to pick.
The subtlety of Rich Thomas. So, guys, $250 gift certificate. Go to my Facebook page. Make your prediction, because if you don't check and somebody else has the same prediction and they posted theirs first, they'll win the certificate. So I wouldn't waste a whole lot of time. You don't have to be a Facebook friend of mine to do it. Just go there and post. Go with your gut. That's what our winners have been telling us. That was just the first score that popped into mind.
Right.
Like our winner last week, 56-0 Alabama.
That was strong.
And he got it. So you can do it too, again, on Facebook. And again, except for tomorrow, obviously, with Thanksgiving, but through 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, you purchase tires at Don's, whether it's 1 or 4, and you get the installation.
Yeah, the mounting, the balancing, the valve stems. All you got to do is purchase an alignment with your tires, which you were going to do anyway, and no charge for any of the installation.
Beautiful.
All right, we thank you guys very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And thank you guys for everything you do for us. Happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. We appreciate you
so much.
All right.
War Eagle.
7:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. As always, we play the songs for each team in order of their rank. So we'll be
celebrating. Hey, we got Mitch standing, by the way.
I should throw it on just to catch him while he's on his feet. Let's do that. He's standing. Well, at least we got to see it, even if it was just not by choice. Yeah, I know, yeah. 7:55 on News Talk 93.1 FM. A lot of you are going to go out and pound the pavement and make yourself crazy on Black Friday, bouncing all over the place looking for the perfect gift for somebody. How about if you just drive to Bryan Jewelry in Prattville, walk through the doors, take a look at the showcases filled with incredibly and very competitively priced jewelry of all types and styles. And if you don't see something that strikes your fancy right off the bat, then talk to them. Turn your situation over to the experience and wisdom that these people possess. They've been helping people out with holiday decisions and special occasion decisions for 63 years, over three generations. And if you don't see exactly what you want, they can create it for you. They also, if somebody's got a birthday coming up, an anniversary, and they're a major fan of one side or the other in the greatest rivalry in sports, Bryan Jewelry has a whole showcase with beautiful stuff, earrings and leather checkbook covers. They even have colognes and perfumes for each school. Check it all out at Bryan Jewelry. 1778 East Main in Prattville. You can take the tour at BryanJewelry.com. 757.
Traffic brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Get 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and good for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, 1/4 mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still clear on the interstate systems. A little stop-and-go stuff around the perimeter. Atlanta Highway's looking real good this morning. Not seeing anything on the 31s to give you any trouble. And it looks like Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are all clear so far. If your truck is so ugly your dog won't ride with you, you might want to trade it in on a better one. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center, they can make your dog love you again. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is the moment we've been training for. This is why we got into this business in the first place. To give our customers the service and satisfaction they've only dreamt of. This is our iron bowl. And thanks to Thompson Cat, we've got the iron to succeed. We've got the excavators to dig deep, dozers to move dirt, and loaders to do the heavy lifting. This job site's not gonna know what hit it. You put in the practice. Now go out there and get the job done right.
Thompson Cat is a proud sponsor of Auburn and Alabama football. Good luck to both teams at the Iron Bowl. We're also proud to support Small Business Saturday. Check out the Thompson Cat rental store today and get the tools your small business needs. Choose from a full line of new and used equipment ready to rent, buy, or lease. Thompson Cat, we've got what it takes.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223.